Okay, so when we have a taroves of yavesh b'yavesh, so the Torah tells us, well, I would think that if we're dealing with yavesh b'yavesh, it doesn't really make a difference if the components are min b'mino or min b'she'in amino. It doesn't make a difference if the components are like components or not like components. It shouldn't really make a difference. We should always say chad b'trei batal. So the Torah says, though, but the Sefer HaTruma tells us otherwise. Sefer HaTruma tells us that if you have a case of min b'mino, then you say chad b'trei batal, but if you would have a case of min b'she'in amino, even though it's yavesh b'yavesh, you would still need shishim. The question is, why? What's the reason for this distinction? So the Sefer HaTruma explains, this is because when we're dealing with a case of min b'mino, so what would happen, says the Sefer HaTruma, what would happen if you would take this taruvis after it's finished now and cook it up in a pot? So right now it's yavesh b'yavesh, but when you cook it up in a pot, it's not going to be yavesh b'yavesh anymore. We're going to be dealing with a case of, well, if it's min b'she'in amino, we're dealing with an issue. We would have a case of nesinas tam in our hands. If it's a case of min b'mino, then we wouldn't really be dealing with a case of nesinas tam. So it says the Sefer HaTruma, if we're dealing with a case of min b'she'in amino, of yavesh b'yavesh, well, then you have to be concerned that you might cook it up in a pot afterwards. And if you cook it up in a pot afterwards, you'd be dealing with an iser daraisa, you'd be dealing with a din daraisa of nesinas tam. And therefore, in order to obviate this issue, the Sefer HaTruma says we always make sure that even if it's a case of yavesh b'yavesh, when it's min v'shein amino, you need 60 parts of heter against the iser. But if we're dealing with min v'mino, well then you don't have a potential iser d'oraisa in your hands, because even if you'd cook it up afterwards, because it's only a din d'rabbanan that we require shishim when it's min b'mino, in the case of, let's say, lach b'lach or whatever it is, where there's so therefore, because most of it might be in Issur Darabanan, we'd be dealing only with a din Darabanan on our hands, so we can be maker when it comes to min b'mino, we can say chad b'trei batal. So that's the first major discussion when we talk about min b'mino. When we talk about yavesh b'yavesh, is there a difference between min b'mino and min b'she'en amino? So it comes to Baal Truma, comes to Sefer Truma, and he tells us, yeah, there is a big difference. If it's min b'mino, then we would say chad b'trei batal. If it's min b'she'en amino, then we would say that you need 60 parts of heter against the yisur, because we're nervous that you might cook it up afterwards. So says the Shach, well, given this lumdis for the Sefer HaTruma, then it would follow that, let's say we had a case of min b'she'en amino, and the yisur, though, that's in that taruvis, is only also on the level derabanan. So what would you say? Would you say that you need 60 parts of heter against that iser because it's a case of min b'she'in amino? So says the Shach, you wouldn't need, given the lumdis that we have for the Sefer HaTruma, so then you wouldn't need 60 parts of heter because there's no concern that you might come to cook it up and result in an iser d'oraisa. Now we'll talk about this in a little bit, but the Shach thinks that the Ramah agrees with him on this point. The Gra disagrees with the Shach, and he says, no, actually the Ramah, the Sefer Truma, the Torah, they all disagree with that point of the Shach. And according to the Gra, all those Shitas, the Ramah, the Sefer Truma, the Torah, they all hold that you're going to need 60 parts of Heter against the Isser, no matter what kind of min b'she'in amino case it is, no matter if it's Asra on the level Darabanan, Asra on the level Daraisa. Okay, that's point one, the big difference between min b'mino and min b'she'en amino in a taruvis of yavesh b'yavesh. The second question is, when we're dealing with a case of yavesh b'yavesh, what exactly is considered yavesh b'yavesh? So, in particular, let's say you have something like a chont, where you have some items that are solid and some items that are liquid. So when you have this, when you have some parts liquid, some parts solid, how do you view this? Is this a case of yavesh b'yavesh or not? So comes the Bach, and he says, well, if the running definition, the main characteristic of yavesh b'yavesh is that there are distinct, separate components. And so, even if there's liquid also mixed in over there, it doesn't really make a difference. If it's yavesh b'yavesh, if it's distinct components, then that's what we would characterize as a case of yavesh b'yavesh. And what would emerge then is a big chumrah. And this is what the Shach in Sifkat and Dala tells us. And that is that if you have a chalent, let's say, where you have a piece of iser, you have a solid piece of iser, and then you have a couple pieces of heter, and some liquid over there. So you would need two kinds of rov in this case. Because it's a case of yavish b'yavish, because there's a bunch of solid components, a bunch of separate distinct salad components, you would need a rive among the salad pieces, because you would need a chad betray in order to be mevatel the salad piece of iser. Then you would need a second rive, and that is that because we're dealing with a liquid mixture that's being cooked up, you would need shishim against the iser, and for that shishim you can have the salad pieces of heter and the liquid parts of heter to all come together to be mevatel the iser chaticha. But in other words, the point is that we break it up into two cheshbonos. The cheshbon number one would be a chad betray bottle among the chatichas, and the second cheshbon is that you need 60 parts of heter net to be mevatel the tam of the iser. Okay. Now, by extension of this bach is the topic of kemach b'kemach. Is kemach b'kemach considered a case of yavish b'yavish or not? So now the tzad amar, of course, that mitzad echad that the flour is dry, so maybe that should be considered a case of yavish b'yavish. On the other hand, flour disperses and spreads out and is mixed up throughout whatever it's contained within, which means then that maybe we should consider this similar to a case of lach b'lach. So on the one hand, we have the Bach, the Truma Sedesh, and the Smag, the Beis Yosef, the Rashba, who all seem to hold that when it comes to flour, kemach b'kemach, that's considered not to be a case of yavish b'yavish. That's considered to be a case of lach b'lach. This is in contradistinction with the sheet of the Baal HaTosfos. Now there does seem to be a steer in the Tosfos between the Tosfos in Zvachim and the Tosfos in Ha'arel. The Tosfos in Zvachim seems to say like the first camp of Shitas, and that is that kemach b'kemach is considered like a case of lach b'lach. But Tosfos in Ha'arel in Masechet Yevamos seems to hold that it's considered to be a case of yavish b'yavish. And likewise, Rabbi Kiva Eger points you to the Rambam in the 13th parak of Hilchos Trumas, where the Rambam writes, or seems to hold, that kemach b'kemach is considered not to be a case of lach b'lach. Okay, so those are the two major camps in terms of whether, when we're dealing with yavish b'yavish, question number one, is this solids together with liquids cheshbon that we have to make, that you're going to need a chad betray bottle among the chatichos, and then you're going to need a total net of 60 of heter against the yisr. And then point two is, what's the status of kemach bekemach? Okay. Now, the next major topic is what is considered chad betray? What does that mean? So there's a little bit of an ambiguous shach in Simon Kuftas and Sif Cotton Vav. The Shach writes, "Va'afilu," regarding the halacha that the mechaber paskens at chad betray batal. The Shach writes, "Va'afilu leka rov el b'hanach trei shehim ketanimea iser." Even if there's a rov only through the two pieces which are smaller than the iser. So the question is, when the Shach said that the two pieces of heter are smaller than the iser, does that mean that the net of the two pieces is smaller in quantity, in volume, let's say, than the iser? Or does that mean that each individual piece is smaller, but of course the net of the two pieces of heter overwhelm the volume of the iser? So this is a big machlokes among the achrayim. On the one hand, we have this Tshuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda, which is brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva. The Tshuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda brings down that there's this Chacham Echad who wanted to interpret from the Shach that the Shach seems to really only be worried about the number of pieces of Heter in contrast to the number of pieces of Iser. And so what that would mean is that if you have two small pieces of Iser, even though they're way smaller than if you have two small pieces of Heter, even if they are way, way smaller than the piece of Iser, it doesn't make a difference that the Iser is so much bigger than the two of them combined. Because you have two, the number of pieces of Heter is greater than the piece of Iser, then the number of the pieces of Iser, so then that's all you need. In other words, rather than Rive Binyan, the amount, the volume, the net volume of Heter to overwhelm the Iser, you need only Rive Minyan. You don't need the volume, you just need the numbers of the pieces of Heter to be more than the numbers of pieces of Iser. Masha in Kendo, you have the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. The Chinuch Beis Yehuda holds that that's not how to learn the Shach. What the Shach meant is that, of course, you need the volume to be, the volume of the heter to be more than the volume of the iser. And the Shach holds that you need Rav Binyan and Rav Minyan. But what exactly was the Shach trying to tell you? The Shach was trying to tell you that we know that there is a discussion, there is a machlokas between the Minchas Yankiv and the Pri Chadash. If when you say that Chad B'Trei Batel, well, does Chad B'Trei Batel sounds like you have one part Isser for two parts Heter? Well, if that's the case, maybe you always need this ratio. Maybe you need 66% versus 33%. And that's actually how the Minchas Yaakov paskins. The Pri Chadash, on the other hand, says, no, that's not true. You need only 51% of Heter. Chad B'Trei isn't meant to tell you a ratio of one part Heter for two parts Isser. I'm sorry, one part Isser for two parts Heter. Likewise, the Gra also says that the Gra Tzav Katan Dalin, he brings a raya from the fact that when the Gemara and Gittin, when Rashi brings down from the pasuk of Acharei Rabim Lahatus, the point of Acharei Rabim Lahatus is that's supposed to tell you that you're supposed to follow the Rove, not that you need this specific ratio. The Torah used this particular ratio because that's the language that you find in the Gemara and Gittin, Daf and Dalin. But Be'emes, all you need is Rove. All you need is really 51%. So that's what the Chinuch Beis Yehuda understood the Shach to be telling you. The Shach is telling you you need Rav Binyan and Rav Minyan. So what does he mean to say? What he means to say is that you don't need 66% of Heter. When we say Chad B'Trei Batel, that doesn't mean to convey a ratio. That means to tell you that you need Rav Binyan and Rav Minyan. You just need the volume of Heter to overwhelm the volume of Isser, and that for that volume of Heter, you're going to need Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan, two pieces of Heter against the Isser. Okay, so that's in terms of what's considered Chad B'Trei Batel. So we had the ambiguous line in the Shach, and then we basically had the Gra on the one hand, who tells us that when we say Chad B'Trei Batel, it doesn't mean a ratio. It means you need 51%. You just need, all you need is a Rav. The Pri Chadash also holds that way. This is in contradistinction to the Minchas Yaakov, who holds that you need 66%. Chad B'Trei Batel is a serious ratio that applies, but comes the Chuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda, where he presents the sheet of the Chacham Echad, who wanted to learn in the Shach, when the Shach says that you need that afilu leka rov el b'hanach trei shayim ketan meis. So what that means is all you need is Rav Minyan, you don't need Rav Binyan. And the Chinuch Beis Yehuda said, no, that's of course ridiculous. The Shach himself holds that you need Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan. Okay. So that's in terms of what's considered to be Chad B'Trei. The next major discussion is whether, when you're dealing with a case of Chad B'Trei Batel, do we say that the Isser gets converted to Heter, or do we say that, no, it's considered like there's dormant Isser, you just have a Heter to eat the food in front of you. So this is the famous machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba. The Rush says that when you see the Pasuk Acharei Lahatus, what that tells you is that this taruvis is now 100% mutter. The isser was converted into heter. And therefore, by extension, would be the nafkamina of one person being able to eat all three pieces simultaneously. And similarly, you'd be able to take all three pieces and dump them into a pot and cook them all off together, because there's no concern, there's no isser that's lying dormant within this mixture. The Rashba disagrees with this Rush. The Rashba says that's not what Acharei Lahatus means. What Acharei Lahatus means is that you can presume that when you pick up one of these pieces, you can presume that this piece is from the heter pieces. And therefore, therefore, you can pick up one piece at a time and say, okay, well, we know that there's three over here, and the Rav are Heter. So for each piece that you pick up to eat, you can presume that this is one of the pieces of Heter. So therefore, though, the Rashba would hold that you can't eat all three pieces at the same time. And similarly, you can't take all three pieces and dump them into a pot and cook them all together. Now, the Shach points out in Sif Katan Zayin that by extension of the Rashba, then if the whole issue is just eating all three at the same time, you just need to be able to be toilet on some other piece, so then you can eat two at the same time, and then the final piece. Or you could start off with one piece, and then eat the subsequent two pieces. That would be fine, says the Shach. Similarly, so along with this topic of one person eating all the pieces after Bittel, so that's where we have a big machlokes between the Rush, the Rashba, and the Smak. So of course we know that the Rush would hold that one person can eat all the pieces at the same time after Bittel occurs. That's because the Rush holds that the Isser was converted into Heter. The Rashba would disagree. He would say, yeah, you can eat all the pieces, you just can't eat them all simultaneously. And then you have the Smag and the Balei Tosfos. The Smag and the Balei Tosfos hold that really it's not very nice to have one person eating all three pieces, because you know that he definitely ate a piece of Isser. So what you should do is you should have two different people eating the pieces. Now, this leads us into another topic, and that is that when you have this mixture, this taruvus, this chad betray bottle, do you have to throw out one of the pieces corresponding to the amount of isser that's in the taruvus? Now, why would you think to do that? So the answer is, the Sefer Truma and the Smak bring down from the Mishnah Trumas in the fifth parak, where the Mishnah writes that when you have Truma, that falls into 100 parts of chulin. So we know the chum is bottle when there's 100 parts of chulin against it. So the halacha is that you have to pull out one unit of food corresponding to the amount of chum that fell in, and you have to take that out. Now, why is that? So the Yushalmin Arla in the second parak explains that's because of Gezel HaShevet, right? We don't want it to be that you're just taking chumah and it falls into your chulin, and now that it's bottle, you can eat the chumah that really belonged to the kain. So now the question is, does that halacha that you have to pull out one unit corresponding to what was prohibited to you, right? If you're a czar, if you're not a kohen, so then obviously you wouldn't be allowed to eat that truma. So now that the truma fell in, we say that you have to pull out an amount of food corresponding to that truma. So the question is, does that halacha apply likewise to other Yisurim as well? So the Rosh and the Sefer Truma say, of course not. This is a din that stems from the fact that there's Gezel HaShevet at hand. And so therefore, that wouldn't apply to Ashar Yisurim. Rashi, however, in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Ayin Aleph says that this din does in fact apply to other Isurim. And therefore, according to Rashi, for any case of Isur, you would have to throw out a unit corresponding to the Isur that fell in. So, the Meram Rinnberg actually, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, he would give what he wouldn't throw out the piece, he would just give it to a guy. But the Hagosh Haridura says, the fact of the matter is that you can simply have two people eating it instead of having one person eating it all. Similar kind of to what we quoted from before, from the Smak, that he says that you shouldn't have all three pieces eaten by one person. Okay, but that's in terms of whether you have to throw out one of the pieces corresponding to the amount of Isra that's in. Now, how do we paskin? Now, the way that the Mechaber quotes this, the Mechaber in Simon Kuftes, so of course he says that min bimino is going to be an issue, that when you have a case of Yavish, Yavish is only min bimino, that's a problem. It's not min b'she'e. It's min bimino, that's only where you have a heter, that's where the Isra would be bottle. Presumably that min b'she'e amino is not going to be bottle. It's batul chad betray. Practically, he quotes both the Rashba and the Smak. He quotes the Rashba, who says that it's mutter to eat. It's mutter for one person to eat all of the pieces, just that he shouldn't eat all of them simultaneously. But then he says it's a yesh misha iser. He quotes the Smag that you shouldn't have one person eating all of them one after the other. And the Rama says that l'chatchila, that's how you should be naig. You should be naig like the Smak, not to have one person eat all three pieces. Now, what about in terms of throwing out the Isser? So the Rama does make a mention of that position from Rashi and the Maharam of Rutenberg. But he says the fact of the matter is that that's only a chumrah. Okay. So now, the next major point is whether the taruvus, when you have a yavish b'yavish taruvus of chametz, so now the question is, does chametz follow the similar rules of chad betray batal? So this is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rif holds that when you have a taruvus of chametz, even though it's a case of yavish b'yavish, we say that the whole thing is asr b'achila, and the whole thing is asr b'ana. Chametz is a whole different set of rules than the standard case of chad betray balta for yavish b'yavish. So it's asr b'achila, asr b'ana. The Rush holds mamish the opposite extreme. The Rush holds that the entire thing is mutar b'achila, and it's mutar b'ana. Rashi comes along and Rashi says, actually, I hold in between. It's asr b'achila, but it's mutar b'ana after you throw out an amount of this taruvus corresponding to the amount of chametz that fell in. Comes the Rashba, and he's the fourth and final sheet that we'll talk about. The Rashba holds as follows. The Rashba holds more or less like the Rif, that the whole thing is going to be usher, but he gives you a lumdus. And the lumdus of the Rashba is that the concept of chad betray bottle is, we know that according to the Rashba, the way the chad betray bottle works is that you can pick up each piece, and you can presume that you're not eating the piece of Isser, because you can presume that you're holding a piece from the Rove. In other words, it's a function of time, that we're nervous. The whole question is whether you're tasting the food that's asr, and therefore, if we can presume that you're not tasting the food that's asr, you're fine, because you have a rov to be samechan. So the Rashba says that chai b'trei batel is a function of the rules of time, and therefore, it only would apply to the kinds of foods that would be subject to the rules of Nesina's time. In other words, Bittul B'Shishim. And therefore, if Chazal assigned a different share other than Shishim, in order for Bittul to kick in, that tells you that the Yisod of that Isser, the Yisod of that Tarivis, has nothing to do with time. And therefore, it doesn't really make a difference if the food is Yavesh B'Yavesh or if it's Lach B'Lach. You're going to need to reach whatever threshold for Bittul that Chazal assigned, irrespective of whether you're dealing with Yavesh B'Yavesh or Lach B'Lach. And therefore, when it comes to Chametz, which we know operates differently for the share for Bittul than standard cases of Tam, the Rashba holds that for Chametz, the whole thing would become Asr. Okay, so just the question of whether Chametz conforms to the standard rules of Yavish B'Yavish for a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, do you say that it's Bittul Chad B'Trei or not? So on the one hand, on one extreme we have the Rif who says absolutely not, and that's together with the Rashba who explains that that Lumdus is, it's because it's the concept of Chad B'Trei Bottle is subject, is only when there the rules of Tam and Shishim are at play. On the other extreme, we have the Rush, who says that the whole thing is mutter b'achila and mutter b'hana, because the Rush holds that the standard rules of Chad B'Trei Batel do apply to Chametz and Pesach. And then in the middle, we have Rashi. Rashi holds that it would be asr b'achila, that a taruvah containing Chametz would be asr b'achila, mutter b'hana, as long as you throw out the corresponding amount of Chametz. Okay, then the next major topic that comes up over here is that let's say I cooked a taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. In other words, I have a case of Yavish B'Yavish where you would presumably say Chad B'Trei Batel, and then I took that taruvus and I cooked it up. Do I need 60 parts of heter in the pot if there would be Nesinas Tam? So this we know would be contingent upon the machlokes between the Rush and the Rashba. If you elect the Rush, then of course the Isser gets converted to Heter when it's a case of Chad B'Trei Batel. And therefore, now, according to the Rush holds that the Bittul, in a case of Chad B'Trei, for Yavish B'Yavish, the Bittul kicks in only if you became aware of the Teruvus. Once you became aware of the Teruvus, you all of a sudden, now the Bittul kicks in, which means that the Isser was converted to Heter. And so if you would take that Taruvus now and now cook it up, you're not dealing with Isser on your hands. However, though, let's say you didn't become aware that there was a mixture of Yavish B'Yavish until after you stuck it in the pot and cooked it all up. Well, then Bittul never kicked in for the Rush. And if that's the case, you would need Shishim of Heter to cancel that Isser. That's the Rosh Hashita. The Rashba, however, the Rashba we know holds that that's not the way the Chad B'Trei Batel works. Chad B'Trei Batel works is that there is dormant Isser. Just when you pick up each piece, you can presume that that piece is from the Rov. It's from the pieces of Heter. So therefore, the Rashba holds, though, that if you took that Taruvus and you cooked it up, the whole Taruvus up, and you cooked it all up in a pot, you would need 60 parts of Heter in order for the Isser to be Batel. And so if you didn't have 60 parts of it, of Heter, in the pot to be mevatel the tam of the Isser, you'd be in big trouble. So the Ra has a shtick that he tells you that you can do. The Ra says, so you know what you can do? In order to obviate this issue, when you put it into the pot, when you take this taruvus and put it into the pot, what you do is you make sure that there's 60 parts of Heter against the whole taruvus. What do you gain by doing this? Well, first of all, there's no issue of Ein Mevatel Nisr L'Chatchil over here. Why not? Because you don't have Isr. When you have a taruvus of Chad B'Trei, when you have one part Isr, two parts Heter, so you're not dealing with Isr on your hands. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with adding more Heter to this pot before you start cooking. So that's the Ra's Eitzah. The Shach and Sif Katan Yud Beis actually says, you know what else you can do? Instead of adding 60 parts of Heter to this mix, what you can do is you can simply break up the Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish into two different pots. And now, when you cook it in two different pots, you can say, oh, what's in this pot? It must be Heter, because I can be somach on the fact that the Isser is in the other pot. And same thing, vice versa. That's what the Shach says. So there's two Eitzahs of how to account for the sheet of the Rashba. The Ra would tell you that you can just be Maisif. You add 60 parts of Heter to the mix, so that when you start cooking, you have 60 parts of hetzer right away to be mevatel b'shishim, and then the shachs shtick that you can just break up the taruvis of yavish b'yavish into two different pots. Now, practically, how do we paskin? The mechaber paskins like this Rashba and like the Ra'ah. He says that if you would take a taruvis of yavish b'yavish that was batel chad b'tray, and now you cook it up in a pot, if there aren't shishim against it, the whole thing is asher, because there's an asinus tam. If you wanted to cook them all together and you didn't have shishim, so the mechaber says you can add on 60 parts of heter, like the Ra'az shtick. Okay, now the Ramah, even though up until this point the Ramah doesn't actually quote the Rush, he gives you a halacha that is predicated on the Rush's halacha. The Ramah says that actually it kind of depends on whether there was yediya after the taruvas of yavish biyavish. If you became aware that there was a taruvas of yavish biyavish and then you cooked it up, then there's no problem, because the whole thing would be mutter because of the Rasha shita. And therefore, the Ramah actually says that when there is a hefsid, then you can be samich on the shita of the Rush. Now, one or two more final points, and that is, let's say there was Isser added to this taruvus of this taruvus after there was Bittel. In other words, you had a taruvus of Chad B'Trei, or you had a taruvus of Shishim, and now it's Bittel, and the Isser is no longer considered to be there. It'll be Bittel, and now more Isser fell in. So what happens? Do you say that all the Isser in the pot combines in order to necessitate that you need more heter? Or do you say that no, that first, when the first piece of Isser fell in, it became batel b'shishim, and now when another piece of Isser falls in, it also becomes batel b'shishim? That's the question. So the Rush in Gittanasha tells us, well, this is actually based on a Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in Trumas tells us that if you have a soft truma that falls into 100 parts of chulin, we know that becomes batel. But let's say, before you get a chance to pull out the corresponding amount from this, the amount corresponding to the chuma from this big taruvus, as we say that you're supposed to do in general. So let's say, before you get a chance to do that, another sa'a of chuma falls in. So now you have two sa'as of chuma within this taruvus against 100 parts of chulin. Well, that wouldn't be enough to be mevatla. So do you say that all the chuma combines in order to, and now in order for the chuma to actually be mevatla, you need a total of 200 against this, or not? Do you say that when the first sa'a of chuma fell in, it became batal? Now when the second sa'a of chuma falls in, that too becomes batal. So the Rush, as quoted by the Beis Yosef over here, the Rush says that, yeah, the two parts of Truma, we know from the Mishnah and Trumas that the whole thing becomes Aser. So because of that, in light of that halacha, that's the idea of Matzah Minas Mino V'Ner, that the two parts of Truma find each other and they join together and they form a full unit, a full net amount of Iser that you would have to counter with Heter. Now, what's the lumdus for that? So the Rush says as follows. The lumdus is very simple. If you have a taruvus and the Isser became batel, but then a short time later, you suddenly notice the little piece of Isser that went missing a minute ago and that was batel in there, you notice it in there. So obviously that piece of Isser isn't batel. You're not allowed to eat that piece of Isser if you can see it now floating around in there. So that's the concept of hooker isser. So similarly, if you have additional isser that was added into the pot, that's ki'ilu, it was hooker ha-isser. Okay, one final halacha that the Beis Yosef presents, and that is that there's one major exception to the rule of yavish b'yavish for chad b'trei batel, and that is, if you have a case of Tesha Chanuyos, let's say, where you have that the isser, or the thing from which the isser stemmed, is kavua. And so if that's the case, if it's nikar bim komo, so then we would say, for example, if you have 9 stores and one of them is treif and the others are kosher, and now you have a piece of meat that you bought from one of the stores and you don't remember which one it was you bought it from. Did you buy it from the rive of the stores, or did you buy it from this one non-kosher store? So the halacha is, well, it's called kavua k'machsa machsadami. Even though you might view this as a case of yavish b'yavish, it's not considered, we wouldn't view it that way, we would say kol kavua k'machsa machsadami. So just to summarize very quickly what we had, For starters, there's a question when it comes to taruvas of yavish b'yavish. Is there any difference between min b'mino and min b'she'in amino? So we said that l'maisa, the Torah passages like the Sefer Chuma, that we say for min b'mino, that's when you say chad b'trei batal. If you're dealing with min b'she'in amino, we're nervous that you're going to cook it up afterwards, in which case there would be an issue of nesinas tam, which is a din da'araisa. And so therefore, we say that when you have a taruvas of min b'she'in amino, even when it's yavish b'yavish, you need 60 parts of heter against it. And the Shach therefore said, well, if the whole concern is that you might come to deal with a din d'araisa when you cook it up afterwards, as long as the isser in this taruvis of yavish b'yavish is usher only on the level of derabanan, even if it be mim shein amino, you're okay. Now, the Shach thinks that he holds like the Ramah, the Gra disagrees. The Gra says the Ramah, the Sefer Chuma, they all hold connect the Shach, that you always need, if it's min b'shein amino, you always need 60 parts of heter against the Yisr. Okay, that was the first major point. The second point was, what exactly is considered to be yavish b'yavish? So we had the Shita of the Bach, and that was that if you have yavish, if you have solid, separate, distinct components within a mixture of liquid, if you have a cholent or a chicken soup or something like that, so we say that there are two cheshbonos that you have to take care of. Number one, you're going to need a chad b'trei batal for the yavesh, if the iser is a solid and a distinct, so then you need chad b'trei batal, and in addition, you need 60 parts of heter, including both the solid and liquid portions of heter in the pot in order to be mevatel the iser. And by extension of that, we talked about kemach b'kemach. Is that considered like lach b'lach, or is that considered like yavish b'yavish? So we had the Bach, the Balei HaTosfos in Zvachim, the Trumas Hadesh, and the Smag, the Beis Yosef, the Rashba, and the Shach, who all seem to say that kemach b'kemach is considered to be like a case of lach b'lach, because all the kemach is nivlal, it's all mixed up within each other, it's like a case of lach b'lach. However, Kiv Eger points you to the Rambam in the 13th parak of Hilchas Trumas, where the Rambam is mavur that kemach b'kemach is considered to be like a case, is not considered to be like a case of lach b'lach. And this was like the Taisvis in Parak Aro. The next major point is, what exactly is considered to be chad b'trei? We said that the Shach in Sivkat Nevav had a very ambiguous line where he says, "Afilu leka rov elu b'hanach trei shehem ketanim eis." So the question was, do the two parts of heter, are they smaller in volume than the Yisr? Or are they, in other words, is the net volume of the heter smaller than the Yisr? So as long as there's Rav Minyan, you're okay? Or do you need Rav Binyan as well? You need that the volume of the Heter is larger than the Isra as well. And in addition, when we say that you need two parts Heter and one part Isra, does that mean you need 66%? That's the ratio you always need. Or do you just need 51% volume of Heter against 49% volume of Isra? So this was a big fight among the Achrayim. The Gra we know holds that Chad B'trei is not really meant to be taken as a ratio. And he brings you a raya from this Rashi in Gittin where we say, acharamim lahatos, it's based on a rive. Rive is 51%. Similarly, that's how the Prichadish paskins, that the heter only needs to be, you only need 51% of heter. The Minchas Yankov, on the other hand, he paskin that you need 66%. Chad b'trei batal is a very serious ratio. So the Tshuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda presented from the Chacham Echad, who wanted to interpret in the Shach, that when the Shach says this, what the Shach holds is that you only need Rav Minyan, you don't need Rav Binyan. All you need is the number of pieces of Heter to be the Rav over the number of pieces of Isser. But you don't actually need the volume of Heter to overwhelm the volume of Isser. But the Chinuch Beis Yehuda disagreed with this, and he said the Shach holds Avada, that you need Rav Binyan and you need Rav Minyan. Just the Shach would hold, like the Gra and the Pre-Chadash, that you don't need 66%, you only need 51%. Okay, that was point three. What exactly is considered Chad B'trei Batal? What's considered Chad B'trei? The next thing that we discussed was whether the Isser gets converted to Heter if it's in the Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. So that's the famous Machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says that Isser is converted into Heter, so the whole Taruvus becomes Mutter and Gansen. You can cook it up afterwards. You can eat it if you're one person. You can eat all the pieces simultaneously. The Rashba said no, that the Isser is considered dormant. The Acharam Lahatos gives you the right to pick up each piece one at a time. As long as you have some other thing to be toiled on, you can say, I can presume that this piece, that the piece that I'm eating right now, is a piece of Heter. And the Shach similarly, in the Shach Sivkan Zayin, by extension, and this Rajba said, so similarly you can also pick up two pieces and say, okay, the other piece that's lying over there, that's the Isser piece, this is the Rive. So I can assume that this is Heter. Fine. The next major point that we talked about was whether one person can eat all the pieces. That was based on the Rush, based on the Raj, but we said that the Smag holds that you shouldn't really have one person eating all the pieces. You shouldn't have one person. And we said that the Mechaber presented both the Shita of the Rajba and the Shita of the Smag. The Ramah said that we should be Naig L'Chatchila, like the Smag, that you shouldn't have one person eating all the pieces from a Yavish B'Yavish Teruvish that we said Chad B'Trei Batl for. Now, in terms of whether you have to throw one of the pieces corresponding to the amount of Isra that fell into the Taruvis, so we quoted the Sefer Chuma, who was Madaik from the Mishnah in Chumas, that the only time that you would say such a concept that you have to throw out from the Taruvis an amount corresponding to the amount of Isra that fell in is only if you're dealing with Chuma. Because if you're dealing with Chuma, there's an issue of Gezel HaShevet. But for any other Isra under the sun, you wouldn't have to do such a thing. However, Rashi in Avodah Zarah said that no, this halacha applies elsewhere. In the Maram Rodenberg, in fact, would give one of the pieces to a guy. Practically, though, the Hagos Sharidura says that you can just give it to two different people to eat. So the Ramah does make an honorable mention of Rashi and the Maram Rudenberg, but he says that that's like a big chumrah. Okay, the next major point that we talked about was whether the taruvis of Yavish B'Yavish taruvis by chametz, does that conform to the standard rules of Chad V'Trei Batl for a standard Yavish B'Yavish case? So we said there were three major camps. On the one end, you have the Rif and the Rajbu who say that the whole thing is Asur. Chametz is totally different than everything else. The Rajbu give the Lamedus for that because it depends. The only time that you would say Chad B'Trei Batl is when we're dealing with something that's in the Sugya of Tam, that's Shaykh to Shishim. But if Chazal assign anything other than Shishim, clearly it's not within the world of Tam, and therefore it'll never be Batl until you reach the threshold that Chazal assigned, whether the mixture is Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach, etc. On the other extreme, we had the Rush, who said, no, Avada, Chametz conforms to the standard rules of Chad B'Trei Batl, and therefore the whole thing is Mutar B'Achila, Mutar B'Na. And then we had the middle ground, we had Rashi Shita, and that was that it's asur b'achila. This taruvus of with chametz is asur b'achila, but it's mutar b'na if you throw out a portion corresponding to once you throw out a portion corresponding to the amount of chametz the felon. Okay, then we talked about whether if you cooked a taruvus of yavish b'yavish, do you need 60 parts of heter in order when there would be a nesinus time? So we said again that would be tali in the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rajba. According to the Rosh, we said that once there's yedia about the first taruvus of yavish b'yavish, the whole thing is converted into heter, and therefore. If you cook it up afterwards, then it's no problem at all because there's no Isser. The Rashba says, no, you do need Shishim against the Isser. The Isser is dormant Isser, and therefore if you cook it up afterwards, you need Shishim. So the Ra gave you an Eitzah. The Ra says, so before you cook it up, you can just add on a ton of Heter to Mimavata, the Shishim, to obviate that issue. The Shach in Sivkat Nid Beis gave a different Eitzah, and he said, if you break up the Taruvas of Yavish Yavish into two different parts, so then you're also good to go. Practically, we said that the Mechaber Paschans like the Rashba and the Ra'ah, you have to be concerned about 60. The Ramah said, though, that you could be somech on this Rush on B'makam Hafsid. One more thing is that if, let's say, there was Isra that was added after Bittel kicked in, so do you say Matzah Minas Mina V'Neir or not? So we said, based on the Rush, points you to this mission in Chumas in the fifth parak, that we say by Chuma, we do find such a concept, Matzah Minas Mina V'Neir. The idea is because the more Isra that you add to the pot, it's Ki'ilu, it's Hokara Isra. And therefore, you need Heter to be Mevatel, the net amount of Isra that you have in there. And we said, finally, that an exception to the rules of Chad B'Trei Batl for Yavish V'Yavish is if you have the Isra is kavua. If it's nikabim komo, so then we would say kol kavua kemach sal mechzedami.